Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is a Monday. That means it is Hawk Topics with our friend Steve Hawk. Hello, friend.
Hi there.
How was your weekend?
It was quick.
What was the best part of your weekend?
Let's say a walk with the wife.
That was what I chose.
Did you?
Yeah, I chose a family walk as well. Would you do it last night?
Yeah.
Gosh, it was great.
It was really nice out last night.
Spectacular.
It really was.
You guys hold hands?
No.
You mean me and Steve or he and his wife?
No, him and his wife.
Oh, okay.
Jay and I, no, I did not.
They are right now.
It just didn't work out that way. We had a dog and it was a lot going on.
Yeah, that happens.
It wasn't a hand-holding walk. It was more of a, let's take the dog out, get some exercise.
I see.
And talk strategy.
Strategy for the week?
Nope. As parents.
Oh boy.
That's not
a hand holding walk. No.
That's just a walk with the dog.
Yeah, that's just talking strategy. That's just we had to get out of the house so if somebody couldn't listen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had those.
Came up with a good strategy?
I think so. We'll implement it as best as we can and see where it goes from there.
Well, that's parenting.
Expectations are right about there.
That looked pretty low for those who can't see.
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old, so there you go.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's not like he's five. He's like, yes. Yes, Mommy.
Right,
You should just ask him. He probably knows the answer.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, good luck with that.
Yeah, it was outside of that. I mean, it was a good football weekend, good weather weekend, got some stuff done around the house.
Yeah.
Killed a whole bunch of slugs.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you do for winter? Killed slugs. You did yard work. In preparation yard work or just keep up yard work?
Both.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's that time, man. You got to prep. Got to get going. Figure it out.
If I don't do it now, well, I have to keep up because then if I just let it go and go and go, then it's just game over. It's too late.
Absolutely, yeah. Next thing you know, it's the end of October, and
I run out of space in my green thing for all the pine needles by the time they shut it off.
Yeah.
By the time they say, okay, we're done for the winter.
Right. You still have more
I still
to go.
Have stuff.
Yeah.
And I will have to pile it up in certain places in my yard.
Oh, man. You don't take it to the dump?
Nah. but it's not like it's just sitting in my grass. I have, you know, like the, oh, what's up back there? Oh, don't go back there.
Right, like a compost area, so to speak.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Sure, let's, because it sounds way better.
There's old lumber back there. There's all sorts of stuff.
Oh, out of sight of your wife, clearly.
Absolutely. Out of sight? What's back there? I don't know. Just don't look.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So it's back there, and, you know.
I love that.
No, I don't drive it out there.
No,
Jay, you don't have slugs in your neighborhood, do you?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
That's crazy.
You must have a lot more pine trees.
Yeah, I guess.
They
I
like slugs?
I didn't think pine trees and slugs went together.
I don't know. I think it's more of hold on. I might show off slug knowledge or no knowledge here.
I can't wait to find out.
But I think it has to do with more of the shaded areas from the big pine trees and like kind of the wetter.
Yes.
Mm.
That's what I buy into.
Okay.
Yeah. I have seen some ginormous slugs over on the west side of the state where there's a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
Slugs that I have in my backyard, no. They're like a quarter of the size of those monsters on the west side.
Okay.
But you can still have just as much fun with them in a salt shaker.
It is something, isn't it?
It is fun to watch. I'm sorry. Hey, there's plenty of slugs.
Yeah, right. No apology needed, I think. Topics.
Topics.
Slugs are attracted to moisture, food, and shelter, and their behavior is influenced by weather patterns.
Yeah, and they like strawberries, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Little jerks.
Yeah, that part.
I like strawberries more than the slugs. Or I feel like I should. Well, I deserve them more than the slugs.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was your gardening this year?
It's fine.
that did not seem believable.
My zucchinis did not flourish. My strawberries are being eaten by slugs. Outside of that, it was okay.
What a battle.
Okay. I know.
Oh. It is. You want to tell Kevin about your bag of almonds?
All right. Kevin.
Yes?
I have a giant-sized bag of... I have a giant problem. I have a giant almond problem.
Yeah,
now,
you do.
And I need to share them with you.
Okay,
because I went to the produce, to the bulk section today at the store.
Yeah.
And I grabbed that sack, and you know, and I got the twisty thing, and I wrote down my 7-digit number on there as to what bulk item I was going to be getting.
Very prepared. Well done.
Put the bag underneath the little canister, shoot down the gully, whatever you call that thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it's technically called. You mean the tube?
The tube that comes down. Yeah, it reminds me of the Willy Wonka thing.
Yeah, it's a dispenser. Correct, Kevin.
Like some sort of purple Viola is going to come out of there here any moment. She's going to come sliding out. So I got my bag under there, and I'm harnessed. I've got to hold it with my left hand so I can get my right hand up on the handle and play jackpot.
Yeah, play the slot machine.
Pull that thing down, but then, you know, not too much to where I lose my left hand grip.
Because
I have to keep that up on
the... It comes out fast, so
it sure does. And almonds are heavy, so I'm just afraid of dropping the bag and making this huge
mess. Would be terrible, yeah.
So I'm more concerned about holding on to the bag than I am about the jackpot pull.
Yep.
And so I reach up. Pull down the jackpot pole, and it just comes shooting out like I've never seen it before. And I can't. So I don't, stop. And now I have a 14-pound bag of almonds.
It's so ridiculous.
And I can't put them back in.
No.
Because you have to get a stepladder and climb back up there to the top of that thing. And I don't know how they do that. Forklifts or something.
I walked into Hawk's office and I look and I was like, it's the largest bag of almonds I've ever seen in the history of mankind. I was like, do you have any almonds by chance? He's like, don't start. I couldn't get it to stop. And it was just coming out way too fast. And
it was,
I mean, thank God they weren't like cashews or something, because
$1 million.
Oh,
yeah.
You'd be broke.
It would cost you $1 million. Yeah.
And I do like my almonds. I usually buy a bigger bag of almonds.
Sure.
But today I was like, well, let's do this. This will be smart and effective.
So funny.
Are they the unseasoned ones?
No,
too?
I mean, you know me.
Come on, man.
Extra salt, extra salt. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any extra salt really bad for your arteries? Yeah. Yes, they're right here, sir. Yeah, Thank you.
This is called the soaked in salt section.
Yes, the one where everybody's lined up to get them. That's why we sell the most of those.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Because then people are always like, oh, I eat almonds. Well, really? They're good for you. Yeah. Not the way I eat them.
Nope.
They're not. No.
Heavily salted, and I eat 15-pound bags.
Man, that is the thing with the bulk thing is right, though, because I'm always worried. I'm the most worried I am going to drop it.
Yep.
Soon as, like, whatever product is that's coming out a million miles an hour is going to hit that bag and just knock it a wall. You know, I'll lose grip with one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
I need the third hand is what I need. I need two hands on the tube and then one hand on the pull thing. But when you're there by yourself, you're kind of, like, trying to wrap it around. You got one leg up there. And you
trying to show off.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, almonds everywhere.
That's a problem.
And you're paying for it, mister. Yeah, I don't care whether you like it or not. All right, you want to hang out for round two?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll do it next. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Nobody has a $300,000 limit on their credit card.
Well, apparently they do.
$100,000? Is that real?
Hey, someone has $100,000. I guarantee you it's real.
Kevin James.
And they listen to us?
Yeah. Why do you think they wouldn't? Give him some credit, Jay.
Hey-o.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hawk Topics. Steve Hawk is here, round two. Steve.
Yeah.
Producer Steve, you want to ask him a question?
Please.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
This is very important.
How many months are in fall?
In Spokane? Let's go. I'm going to go with, let's do 1.5.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate for here.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
Two. I'd say two. I mean, normally I would say three, but to me, September has been sucked up by summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, especially for here. Yeah.
I mean,
it's going to be 85 tomorrow and the next day.
September is really just a warm month around here now. So I would give it October and some of November.
Yeah, you're literally doing the feel of fall. But the actual, what's the, you know, the legal term,
legal length.
Length of fall.
Oh, boy, I don't know. What is it? Do you know?
Well, I do,
Hold on. We don't want to influence you in any way.
So you're asking me if I know what it is?
Yeah, how long?
Like the legal, it's probably 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I would say no, because it just started last week, which was October.
Started yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, which is September.
That's still 2 months. Well, 2.5. It would be 2.5 because the winter solstice is in the middle of December.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
So that would be all of October, all of November, half of December, 2.5 months.
Yeah, and a week or so of September snuck in there.
A week and a half.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess that's the official.
That is.
But around here, I'm going with a month and a half.
I like your answer the best, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You figured it out. You got there. Yeah.
So I feel like it would have the acceptable answer could be anywhere between a month and a half and 4 months.
Everybody won. Beat the show today.
I would love to think that winter starts right on December 1st. Winter.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just not getting hardly any snow now until January. Sometimes. This will be the year.
Yeah, right. There are those years, though, that you're right, that you go, oh, we get the one, you know, that's like in December, so then it seems to go away. And then, you know, January, February is kind of miserable. But yeah, we'll see. Hopefully for the skiers and boarders, we get some snow.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. But for those of us who just like fall,
for those of us who don't want to drive in it, you know, get up there.
The 1.5 months of fall?
We're supposed to have 4 equal seasons, right?
I mean, that's the rumor.
It's
supposed
to be equal, isn't it?
That would be nice.
90-ish days or so. Gosh. It doesn't usually work out that way. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
Do you wish you could take a nap at work?
Nope.
Because you want to just get your work done? You know, do you even go to lunch anymore?
Sometimes I will.
Okay.
I don't want to take a nap at work for the same reasons I don't want to take a nap on an airplane. I don't want to be seen as, he's drooling. Look, he's catching flies.
Well, I think that's fair.
Look, he's napping.
Like, no one wants to be watched while they nap. Yeah. That seems weird.
You're sleeping, I remember, on another person.
One time around here, they said, hey, that one guy, he's napping at work. Let's fire him.
Okay. Well, that changed your mind.
That
right there
can do it too. I don't think that the employers like their employees napping unless there's a designated nap time.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
And in which case we should all just go back to kindergarten.
Wouldn't that be great though? I mean,
I'd do it.
I mean,
I'm first in line.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
I have no problem grabbing a cot and a blanket and taking a nap.
Yeah. If there was designated areas where you could actually nap.
Yep. Quiet time. Mm-hmm. Dark time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'd be more productive in the afternoon?
Nope.
I do not. No, but I'd sure like to try it.
Yeah, give it a solid, the college try it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't feel like I would be more productive.
Dang it. I was just trying to get it all passed here. I was like, you're all going to agree that, yes, we're going to nap. Do you wake up sluggish?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, but you still take naps. You're still in favor of them?
If I could.
Yeah.
I can't. I try. And I can't.
Like, let's say it's a Saturday and you're tired and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, I'm going to lay down for a nap.
Naps have to be accidental for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can't just like, hey, I'm going to go take a nap. I'm going to put my head down and nap for a little while.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. I think there are quite a few people who are like that, actually.
But if I'm just watching golf or watching something stupid, I'm out.
Kevin, you got any hot topics for Hawk today?
Hawk, I did have one for you, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, I remember what it was, Steve Hawk, and that was, we were talking about your show, The Tulsa King, right? That was the show that you enjoyed?
Yes.
I was wondering if you had dabbled in The Bad Monkey.
No, I have not.
Have you heard of it?
I have not.
I think it's a show that you might like. It's Vince Vaughn. Do you like Vince Vaughn?
I don't hate him. There are some roles that have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Some.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with Vince Vaughn, too. But it's a good, it's like a dark comedy, I guess.
Was it Monkey Business?
Bad Monkey.
There's some monkey business in it.
Yeah, imagine, sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's okay. Monkey
Yeah,
business,
I'll try that one.
Sure.
What channel it's do on, they like to show?
It's Apple Plus.
All right.
You have that?
Yeah, just, not right now.
Okay.
You know what, Steve Hawk? That's why I did it, because Shrinking, one of my favorite TV shows, comes back in October. And I thought, well, you might as well just get it now, watch this show, and then be ready to go when the other show that you really want to see is on in October.
I like that. I need some tips or suggestions.
As we go into fall?
Hey, anytime.
Yeah.
So I know, okay, well, hey, I've been given a lot of recommendations for shows on Apple TV. If my wife and I are like, hey, what service do we want to go with next?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard a ton about Apple. Let's get it.
Okay, I got you, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like ridiculous storylines and...
Yeah, what's your favorite genre movie?
Maybe.
Action adventure,
probably.
Okay, yeah.
Just so I don't fall asleep.
And then are you a big fan of the 30-minute, 60-minute, or the hour-and-a-half-ish movie? Which are you prefer, the series, or you prefer, like, full-length feature films?
It all depends on the mood.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the series, but if I'm going to do a series, normally I like the shorter 30-minute, like, just quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to invest a bunch of time.
And then one more question on along that line is, do you like having the entire library at your disposal, or do you want the weekly release so you have something to look forward to?
I like the entire library. If I'm sometimes want to sit up and watch three, binge four, I want to do it.
Yeah, I like being in control of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. How much time have you spent binging a show? Like a full day?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Great question, Steve. Question.
Hey. You know, I would say maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
And these are hour-long shows, and that's why I have blasted through maybe 4 episodes, and then I tell myself, you got to walk away.
Yeah.
You just got to go walk away.
Yeah.
Because Netflix is making fun of you, huh?
Well, something. Yeah. It's that whole blackjack table mentality. Just walk away. Walk away.
Yeah.
You're good. You can always come back. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You should go to
bed. That's the worst. My wife is the worst at that. We'll start to binge watch a show. It happened with Breaking Bad when we binge watched all the whole thing. And we started, it was like, I'm going to say it was like 6 o'clock at night on a weekend.
Yep.
And we stayed up. We watched the whole season, which is like 10 episodes, and they're like almost an hour long, you know? It was like 3 a.m., and she just kept saying, one more, and I was like, what are we doing?
Like, walk away.
I mean, we do have to get up tomorrow at some point. Yeah. Their children will want food.
Yeah. Walk away from the television.
We are still parents.
Step away from the remote, you know? But, yeah, you know, you get stuck.
It's hard.
It.
Yeah. It is hard.
Yeah.
They're good at keeping you dialed in.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, do you happen to have any like almonds?
I can share a couple.
Okay, thank you. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All you have to do is guess what I had for a snack.
Kevin James.
I will say raisins.
Okay.
What a great old person answer.
Okay, no, that's wrong.
He, like, took a shot at you without even trying.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. That's free. You can take us with you wherever you go. Venice was the place I think my daughter and son-in-law were listening yesterday or whatever day that was. So, yeah, you can get it. You can get that doggone thing anywhere. Bro, you can get that thing anywhere.
Is that how they talk over there?
They are having long honeymoon, aren't they?
So they did a honeymoon for like, I want to say 6 days or something, Kevin. Because, you know, it's just whatever. It's like, oh, did you have a snack or did you have a small meal? You know, it depends what you call it.
Right.
So
okay. Yeah, that's
one was designated the honeymoon. The other one is just we're going to travel Europe.
Okay. So they just happened to do them very close together.
They were 2 days, 3 days apart, yeah.
Where was their other trip?
Sure. I don't remember, Steve. I wish I could remember. I should know, but I don't.
Okay.
This
was obviously the bigger one, so yeah.
Yeah, this one lasts 6 weeks. They're traveling Europe for 6 weeks.
No, they're
not
going for 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But they're almost done now, right?
Is this because they're both right now waiting to start their new jobs
that's
in
correct.
A new city?
That's correct.
Oh, that's smart. That's a smart way to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't start your job until like the third week of October or something. That's when, you know, the job kicks off. Well, you have that time. Will you ever have 6 weeks again to tour Europe? I mean, not until you're like old, probably.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's what their thought was. Well, what do you think? I'm like, well, I mean, if you have the wherewithal to do it, you have the time and you have the desire, and if you check all those boxes, I think you just go.
Absolutely.
And that's what they did. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they don't come back till like August 6th.
August.
October 6th.
Okay.
Thank
you.
That
would be better.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gone for 8 months. It's going to be great. or 11 months, depending on the math you do. All right. Do you have a clip, Kevin?
I do. It is Clip of the Day time.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Our buddy Steve has been watching it. He's been watching
Steve.
Show, trying to get caught up on Only Murders in the Building, starring Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And they are lovely together. They're the whole thing that makes me still want to watch the show.
Uh-huh.
You love you know, what?
They're lovely together.
Oh, lovely together.
Yeah, I just think they're great. All three of them are really, it's a good dynamic that I never would have guessed. Well, Steve Martin and Martin Short, you guessed those two.
Right, yeah.
But then who picks somebody else? How about Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
And it works, and it works very well. But they do like to have fun together. This is them on Jimmy Fallon just discussing working together.
There's this constant radiant glow that I get from Steve and Marty. And then one day I realized it was just their iPhone light still on in their pocket.
It's hard to turn. You get to a certain...
No. We learn things constantly. But, you know, Marty always looks great. And it's not easy to pull off a full body compression suit.
Listen, I accept. I'm 70. I've been ravaged by time. I accept that. No. In fact, I've got a GoFundMe page just for my neck.
Selena, you look fabulous. You never age.
Oh, well, thank you. It kind of helps. It helps sitting next to these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Very, very
true. They just
true.
Have a good time. The little dialogue back and forth is great.
You think that was prepared at all?
All the way, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every talk show.
Yeah, same jokes. Doesn't matter, still works. Yeah. Works for the audience, yeah.
Because it was just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Does Selena Gomez's talking voice ever drive you crazy?
It has it. a little bit, but there's still something that always... I always end up liking her because I'm with you, Jay. There are times where it's like, oh, you just can't be that sad.
I know. She does have
or
kind
whatever
of
a, it is. Not sad.
Sort of. I mean, yeah, she has a slow, drawn-out delivery.
Only Murders. Yeah, mm-hmm, it's like that's lot. Always yeah. just kind of like, what I'd give to see you smile.
Is it monotone? Is that what it is?
I think it is, and it's very... Yeah. I keep thinking, is she slowing down her speech, or is she just talking... Like that all
yeah,
the time.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah. Drives me a little bit on the kooky side. Whose voice do you have in your head that drives you absolutely crazy, either talking or singing? Does Dolly drive you crazy at all when she talks? Because some people just they can't do her singing voice, but her talking voice always just seems so sweet it doesn't usually bother people. But some people don't like her singing voice.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not one that comes to my mind right away. Where I just don't like the way they sound. I was trying to think of, you know, someone very British or whatever because then I don't understand it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't like it. It just means I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's why you keep the subtitles on all the time.
Yes.
Do you also find yourself staring at the subtitles instead of watching the actual show sometimes?
That's all I do.
Yeah. Do you then tell yourself to look away because it's a visual medium and you're not reading a book?
No, not really because... I've realized when I start thinking about it, then it just gets terrible.
If you start thinking about listening instead of watching the words?
Yeah. So I just kind of naturally let it happen.
It's weird because sometimes I don't need the words. Sometimes, obviously, there are certain movies or whatever that you're like, probably better if I have the subtitles on. Mm-hmm. But the ones I don't need it on, I feel like I just turn them off because they're a distraction.
Yeah, that's fair.
Steve, do you watch words or you leave off the subtitles?
I leave it off. Although I will tell you, when I was a freshman in high school, I was in a Spanish class where the teacher was about to retire, so he didn't really care. And we would watch movies all the time in English with Spanish subtitles.
Oh. Okay.
Not very helpful.
Yeah, no, not really. Could have been the other way around. Might have been better. Yeah.
Yep. You would think. You would think. That's why I'm not very good at Spanish.
Two people text in Fran Drescher, most annoying voice ever to listen to. That's a pretty good pull.
It is bad.
Also, that guy that you like, the guy that is producing, what is the show name again? Bad Monkey?
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name that's producing that show?
Bill Lawrence?
It all ties together, folks, because Bill Lawrence was also a writer on the show The Nanny, which starred Fran Drescher. Which,
was he? Yes.
Okay. It's all tied together, everybody.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And he goes, yeah, this is Kevin. He just knocked up his wife.
Kevin James.
I don't remember what you said, because at that point...
I remember exactly what I said.
What did you say?
I went, oh, as in,
wow,
that's not the way you introduce people.
And I think I said, and this is where we decided we were going to be friends, I said, yeah, it's a pretty good time.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ugh.
final thoughts.
Man.
That's how you knew we were going to become friends.
Yeah, that was it.
that was it.
Apparently, that was it.
Real life.
Yeah.
Real life.
Final thoughts time. Steve, you can kick us off.
Jay, I don't really know how to feel about this.
Uh-oh.
And maybe you guys can help me out.
Okay.
So, it was King Peter, my dad's birthday.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And my brother and I, we team up for gifts all the times for birthdays, holidays, whatever.
Sure.
And so we did this year, and I feel like we always, my dad, we ask him, we go, hey, anything particular that you want, you know, before
his Absolutely. Yeah.
birthday or whatever. And he always goes, no, I don't need anything. I don't know. Or he says, you know, ask Barb, our stepmom, or whatever.
Right, right.
So this time he goes.
Ask somebody else what I want.
Yeah.
What a great line.
So we ask Barb. Or she sends us an email, actually.
Even better.
Because she was like, okay, yeah, kind of keeping it a secret.
Sure.
She goes, yeah, he really could use this nice shirt.
Okay.
It's like, okay, yeah, we'll get that. Perfect. So then I told my dad last week, I said, hey, you should be getting a package, you know, keep an eye out for it, you know,
yep.
blah, blah, blah. He goes, well, I think I know what I'm going to get.
Oh, no.
Because I guess he had maybe mentioned something or they had talked about it.
Sure, yeah.
But I feel like this is a frequent thing where they talk about it or whatever, and then the other person suggests and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Does that, I mean...
No, you love that.
Is that good, or should we just do something and then maybe he doesn't like it, or whoever the person
Kevin,
is.
Don't you think you should love that?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he says that he does.
Yeah, and you should too, because they're making your life easier, and True. You're guaranteed to get them something they like.
Right.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's the beauty of the gift.
That is true. There's a CD from 1999 that's still unopened somewhere.
That you got him one time that he didn't really want?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's great to have the surprise, you know, you've heard them mention something or something on your own where you're like, oh, they'll never think of this. Or maybe it's just something that you completely saw and went, no, this for sure would be something that he would like. That's great. But if, you know, somebody in the house is going to give you an idea, mm-hmm. a lead, if you will, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, we're always kind of like, we don't know what to get.
Well, that's the problem. It's your dad. And he's like, if he buys what he needs, it's hard to know what to buy that he doesn't already have.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you buy for your parents? It's hard.
Right. I mean, they went to get mulch on my stepmom's birthday.
They went to get mulch.
Woo. Yeah. That was their one of their exciting adventures.
Wow.
I was told all about it.
I bet.
Yeah. It was great.
What'd you do this weekend? Oh, we got mulch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite a conversation.
Final thoughts.
Quite a trip.
That's hilarious. They just want to share everything. I love that. Better than sharing nothing, that's for sure.
Sure.
All right, Kevin.
Well, you know, I get songs stuck in my head quite a bit.
Okay.
And I know you guys miss it. I haven't been around the office for a couple weeks.
Boy,
and
do we
so
ever.
There's been no one singing
mm-hmm.
and annoying you. So right. I thought yep. I would give you the latest song that is stuck in my head.
I'm excited.
And I honestly cannot figure out why.
Huh.
I don't think I ever heard this anywhere.
Is it a country song?
Fruit salad.
No.
Yummy, yummy.
Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go. What this is going through my head all not last night and today.
And you say you've never heard this song.
I mean, I've heard it, but I mean, it's not like I heard it recently.
Right. I got you.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too.
The people always shout,
it's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And then you just keep repeating it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I definitely did it wrong.
Did somebody have that name that possibly?
I don't know. The only thing I could think of is Friday I saw,
Friday.
You know, a couple of my buddies were at the Cougs game.
Okay.
And one of them is... but neither one, I don't know. I don't think I ever sang that song for them in high school. One of them's name is John.
Okay.
One of them's name is Jamie. But I never really.
John, Jamie, Jingleheimer Schmidt. Yeah.
So maybe that was what sparked it in my mind.
Yeah.
But it has been an all weekend deal walking around singing
That's
that.
That's terrible. That's so annoying. Oh my gosh. But you've only been, not like nobody else in your house probably knows that song. It's probably too old.
No.
Well, they do
Why
now.
Would they?
Yeah.
That's the type of the song that you maybe you're humming first, and you're like, "What?
What am I humming?"
Yeah, and then you figure it out,
and then you're mad at yourself for figuring it out.
Right. Correct.
Wow.
So I'm hoping John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt says goodbye to my mind today.
Final thoughts.
Man, maybe you should go sit outside under a shawl for a while. That might help erase that.
Yeah, I bet you Amelia could knit you something.
Right. I text a friend of my son's the other day. We've had a text conversation, not a very long one, but we've probably texted back and forth, I'll say like 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
You know, just like, hey, man, I see it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Or, oh, hey, it was good to see you today, or whatever it was. And I said, so I texted him at the Clay Walker concert. I said, I think your uncle just caught Clay Walker's cowboy hat.
Oh, nice.
And he's like, really? Uncle so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And then it's just, that was it. And I thought, well, you know, yeah was a weird, I ended with yeah, and then he didn't, you know, nothing back.
Right.
And then like 6 hours later, he says, I think I just realized that this is Lane's dad, Jay, not the Jay I thought it was. My old boss, where he used to work, my old boss at my old job, his name was Jay. I thought he was texting me all this time. And so I scrolled back.
That's funny.
And looked like at the last 5 conversations we had. He goes, because he texted me, he goes, weren't you suspicious of my one-word comments? And I was like, well, maybe that's just how you text. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. I don't know.
He's like, no, bro, I would have had a conversation. I'm like, oh, well. I mean, not like I was offended. I just happy birthday, thanks.
So,
does he call you bro?
He does. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's what the kids say, Steve. Have you ever done that where you've accidentally labeled a text the wrong person?
I never have.
Steve,
I sent the wrong Jay an email the other day.
Oh, jeez. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Happy Pray. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
A couple of people texted and said, has Kevin watched Ghost recently, the movie Ghost?
No.
Because of the John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And I was like, wait, that's not the song that Sam sings in Ghost. But I couldn't remember what it was.
And it doesn't ring a bell.
And then I found it.
Second verse, same as the first. I am in the eighth, I am.
Mary the eighth, I am.
I got married to the widow next door.
Mary's trying to make Whoopi Goldberg do what, you know, he wants her to do, and sang that song, so.
Gotcha, yes.
Now that's in your head, and you are welcome.
You cannot replace the great John Jacob.
Apparently not. Let's go ahead and give away some tickets to the consignment sale, just between friends. If you want some of those, it's this weekend, right? Yeah, this weekend. So if you're looking forward to that, Just Between Friends at Spokane Fair and Expo Center, we've got some tickets for you right now, 509-441-0999, and we'll throw in a $20 gift certificate, too.
Nice.
Yeah, how about that? All right, guys, we got to go. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Kevin, see you tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do her again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll crank her up again.
So glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.